Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm doing good. Hey, sorry about that. I saw you called. I tried calling you back, and then one of my agents just reached out to me and said you're on the phone again. So apologize for the phone tag.
Well, my brother wants to help me out, so I'll take that $199 special. Let's get that going.
Yeah.
Obviously, whatever information you need to help build this website and all this stuff, feel free to ask any questions. You can go online by just looking on, because I was with Thumbtack, and I know you can still see a lot of the stuff that I put up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's whatever we need to do to make this website look amazing.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely help you out. So when it comes to, okay, so you want to do the $199, so that will come with your Google Business Profile, obviously, like we explained before, and then that will also come with a splash page for a website. Now that one also does not come with the Facebook advertisement. Now the $249 was the website and then also the Facebook advertisement. So I just wanted to confirm. So that $199, you're good with the splash page for the website and then the Google listing, right?
Well, my brother said let's take that one. Let's do the $249. As long as I got Facebook, I get. You know,
oh yeah, I mean, yeah. If you can swing the $249, you get a way better. Yeah, that's a much better option. Obviously, I'm okay with either one financially for you guys. I want to help you out as much as I could, but perfect. Yeah, $249 works. So yeah, so that's going to get you a full website. We'll do all the edits, changes, the whole thing. We'll make it look nice for you, obviously. And then that does include Facebook advertisements too. So it will cover that. You said 25 miles. You could do up to 50 if you want. So I know you say you charge a little bit more the further you go out. That'd be up to you, whatever you want to do. And then we'll also do Facebook advertisements as well. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, that's exciting, man. I'm glad you gave me a call back. That's cool. Yeah, let's make sure we can at least get everything set up here. Excuse me one second.
And just verify, I'm not competing against anybody. Once I'm the only carpet cleaner, and we're good, right?
Well, what exactly do you, and what reference do you mean you won't be competing with anybody?
Well, no, you said, you know, once I got a carpet cleaner, the lady that I spoke to before, this is what she said. She said, I'm going to be the only carpet cleaning company that you guys are going to represent.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, that's, yeah. It just makes
absolutely.
It, I know all the flowing is going to go through me. I'm happy.
Yeah, with our company, we can't. So the only way that this works between the partnership between me and you is we have to make sure that you're always on the first page of Google. We got to make sure that you're always one of the top recommended that Google's going to be representing. If we do it with other people, it gets muddy. So we'll only work with you. Correct.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. No. That's yeah. Real. Trust me. We know. We know that.
Awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This, you know, cause I know how, you know, stuff can go, and, you know, I know you guys want to make money, but it just gives me comfort knowing that you guys are going to focus on me when it comes to all the carpet, tile, upholstery cleaning. I clean everything, so.
Oh, good. Okay.
It'll make it easy, guys.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the benefit of working with a legitimate premier partner for Google. We don't have to do that. You know, when you're not a partner, you got to make ends meet, and you got to. You know, you got to do what you got to do to survive as a company. So, you know what I mean? And it's not good for you. But yeah, it's no problem.
I'm excited.
So am I. Yeah. Let's get the ball rolling here. I think you'll love it. So obviously we got to make sure everything is set up correct. I've been calling you Rich, right? But is that your full name? Is it Richard?
Well, I mean, it is Richard, but I go by Rich. So you can just put Rich onto barrels.
Okay, so it has to be the legal spelling. So I'll do Richard, but I'll call you Rich, and we'll put you down as Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, and then your last name, Rich.
It's O N T IV, as in Victor, EROS, Ontiveros.
Ontiveros, perfect. And what's a good email address for you?
RRO1978.RO@gmail.com.
Okay. And the phone number that you want displayed for Google, is it the 702-875-3895?
Yes, it is.
All right. And you guys are going to be going out of Las Vegas, right? The address, I guess we don't have an exact address. We have Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Is that right?
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't need everybody to know where I live. I do business out of their house, so I would just prefer Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so the we'll need your address for, because Google has to get you PIN verified. We'll get you PIN verified on Google so everybody's able to find you. They'll send you a letter in the mail, and then it's like a number, and then we'll need that number to get your company basically listed. But once we have it listed, we can hide your personal address. So don't worry about that. Okay. We're not going to have anybody showing up to your house. We'll hide it, but we'll just need it for now. So what's the address that you want us to put down?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 325 Clifton Heights, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
And you said Flippin Heights?
No, Clifton. C as in Charles Clifton Heights.
Okay. All right. So 325 Clifton Heights, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145?
Yes.
All right. All right. And you don't have a website, no domain name. The time zone you guys are in, is that are you guys central?
I think it's Pacific, right? Yeah, Pacific.
Pacific, right? Okay. All right. Pacific.
And you guys are out of California too, right?
Yep. Yeah, so we're Fountain Valley, California. We're 15 minutes away from Google building number one. Yep.
California, hang up the phone, man.
Hey, don't judge us by the state, okay? So, you know, I get it, but the state's big and a lot of opinions. So, you know, if you don't like it, you know, don't. we may not be associated.
I'm from San Francisco. I'm from Cali.
Oh, really? Oh, got it. Okay, what made you move out to Nevada? Is it just, you know,
my brother? Business opportunity. I was still making crazy money in California, but
right.
I just so many people, and as a young father, I needed to focus. So something fresh.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. After, yeah, that sounds great.
After a few years, I decided to open up my own business and never looked back.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that's. And you said that you've been doing this for what, 18 years now, right?
Yeah.
It's a long time. Yeah, it's a long time to do anything, man. And I'm happy we're going to be there to help you as well. All right. So the exciting part is, you get to basically tell me what jobs you want to be found for online. So what do you want us to, market the business as?
Some of the terminology, obviously I clean carpets. I clean upholstery. I clean area rugs. I clean tile. I do auto interior. I do mattresses, and I do flood control. Why? The reason I use that terminology is because I don't do flood restoration. It's just flood control, and a lot of the restoration companies do call me because I have a large, heavy-duty machine, and they use portables, and they want to get that water out, get it dried, so. Really, I just basically what you can do is you can use water extraction, flood extraction.
And
that'll probably be the best way to term it.
Yep. Okay. So let me put that.
Yeah.
All right. So I got. Okay. Yes. Okay. Perfect. All right. So we got, I got carpets, upholstery, tile, auto interior, mattress, and then flood control. Did I miss anything?
And area rugs.
Oh, yep. Say that one more time. Sorry.
And area rugs.
Area rugs. Oh, okay. Area rugs. Perfect. Okay. Area rugs.
Like flood extraction, right?
I did flood control, you said, right?
Well, let's do flood extraction.
Flood extraction.
Do you think that works? All right. We'll do flood control. Okay, we'll try that out.
Well, I'll dive a little bit deeper. So we're getting the primary words. What our team is going to do is that they'll take that word, so let's say flood control, and we'll see how many times that was searched in the last 30 days. If there's only like two people that searched it in the last 30 days, we're not going to use that keyword because nobody's going to call you. So we'll do flood, restoration, and we'll do flood this and flood that. And they'll try all the ones that, and we'll find the one that people are searching, and then that's the one we're going to target. So you don't have to be too specific. So what you said is all right. It's good.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No problem. All right. And, okay. So we'll close the listing out today and I'll get you locked in at that 249. So that's no problem. After we lock it in, you get to meet our team. It's a phone call. It takes like 30 to 45 minutes. It's like an interview, and they're the ones that get into the nitty gritty. So they'll go over everything for your Google business profile. They'll go over everything for your website, and they'll go over everything for your Facebook as well. We can find a time that's going to make sense. I don't know how your day's looking for today. If you want me to check for tomorrow, I can check for tomorrow as well. Whatever you want to do.
Tomorrow morning would be best. I will also tell you that, I have a lot of before and after pictures that are amazing that will blow the roof off. So,
nice.
I can send them mail or text or whatever and get you guys a few of them just to get things flowing and help you guys get these bites. So
yep.
You'll be blown away in these pictures. So yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's exactly what we need, because all that you just said, we got to make sure we're putting that in front of people, right? Cause people got to see exactly how good of a job you do. And you're right. That's what's going to draw it in. So yeah, that's perfect. That'll be the team that you'll do it. So you said, tomorrow morning, you said Pacific time zone, you said, right?
Yeah.
So I could do as early as 7 a.m.
That's fine.
Or 8, 9's open too?
No, you can do it as early as you want. I'll be up.
Okay.
I'm always up early. Early bird gets...
Early bird gets, that's right. Early bird gets the worm. Excuse me. If you hear me coughing, it's been battling a cold here in the last couple of days, so apologize for that.
Hopefully you feel better.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Take some vitamin C.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I do it every year. I get sick like once or twice. And I'm always sick for like maybe like 2 days, but the I'll always have a cough. I'll cough for like 2 months. And I tried all this. It happens every year. I don't know why it does that. I don't know, I got bronchitis or something. But anyway, all right. So, are you currently licensed and insured, or are you one or the other?
I'm one and the other at this point, only because it's been slow, but I'll have everything up to par within the next 30 days. So, it's nothing I can't handle.
Yeah.
I'll make sure up to par and okay. I'll make sure I call you everything.
Yep.
On active.
Yeah. I was going to say, as soon as you do, obviously just let us know. So are you licensed or insured? Which one?
No, I'm licensed. The insurance is cheap. It's only $40 a month. But like I said, it's just been slow. And
no, that's okay.
I've never damaged anything. It's impossible with my skills. But
yeah.
I mean, I have everything, corner guards, like I protect all my customers' investments. So, I have gloves, I got everything. So, but yeah, if that's an issue, you got to let me know. But yeah, I'll have everything within the next 30 days. I just have a couple of jobs.
Yep.
I wanted to start.
No, you're good. So it's, yeah, so like there's situations where if you don't have it, then you just don't have it. Like we don't beat around the bush with things like that. If you're licensed or insured, even if you didn't have either or, there's other ways that we can go around it where not go around, but basically Google just want to make sure you're a legitimate business, right? When the pandemic hit, there was a lot of non-real businesses and that were all starting up. And they couldn't prove they're an actual business. They were ending up on the first page. Well, people were complaining that it's like, hey, we're calling these companies and they're not even like real companies and they felt like they were getting scammed. So Google cracked down. It's like, all right, if you're going to be on the first page, you got to at least take pictures of your work truck, take pictures of your work tools, show us pictures that you've done, you know, a logo, something to show that you're an actual legitimate business. So you're perfectly fine.
I definitely have all the pictures. So. I'll even send you pictures of my equipment. You're going to see I'm as professional as they get. I take care of myself.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. And did, I forget if you mentioned this, but did you have a Facebook business page or is that something we have to set up? We help you set up?
No, I've had plenty of people want to do it and I don't do social media. So, but that's why my brother right here, he's been begging me to do it. So, excited.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I think I found, no, this isn't you. It's coming as the exact same name. Oh, where is this at? Oh, it's in Berwick. That's near me. Yeah. So what we'll do then, if you don't have a Facebook page, they'll walk you through it. You just have to create it yourself because you're going to be the owner of the page. We're just going to be the admins of it. So once you create it, we'll do everything else for you. We'll optimize it for you. We'll make sure that we'll start running those advertisements on there as well. We'll start doing advertisements as early as 7 to 14 days from you signing up today. So we'll get that out as soon as we can. So I'll put this here that you're willing to at least set it up.
Okay.
Okay. When you go to a client's house, how do you accept payment? Do you accept cash, credit, debit? Do you do like Zelle, PayPal, Venmo? How do you accept
every
payment?
Every form. So I have Cash App. I have obviously checks, cash. Venmo as well. Yeah.
Venmo. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
PayPal. I mean, I can add it, but
no. It's whatever. Yeah, whatever you accept. It's because that's what we're going to showcase. We're going to show people this is what you accept. So it's whatever you want really. So cash, check, Cash App, Venmo. Do you do Zelle?
And Zelle. Actually, I get a lot of Zelle.
Oh, yeah, that's why I asked because that, to be honest with you, I do this all day. And when I ask this question, 99% of the time, people say the same thing as you. Zelle has been like a lifesaver because you get paid immediately and it's like available in your account immediately, right? Like 30 seconds or a minute.
And it's free.
And it's no cost. There's no cost of it going directly.
I do accept credit cards. Just so credit cards and Venmo, they charge. So I always bring that up to them if they want to save a few bucks. But
yep.
I do credit, you know, I deal with Square.
Yep. Very familiar with them. Yeah, it's pretty popular. You get that little thing that you plug right into your phone, you can swipe it.
Yeah. And generally, Venmo and, credit cards, it's like just under 4%. So I just charge my customers the 4%.
Right. When it comes to the payment, we're locking you in at that $249. That's never going to go up and it's never going to go down. It stays the exact same as long as you're with us, okay? So it's, you know, if you get 300 calls that month, it's $249. That's it. for it is a tax write off. It does come up as Google advertisements. So whatever card you want to use, just keep that in mind. Just make sure you're keeping track of all this stuff. Okay. The card you're going to use, I know you mentioned your brother. So I'm assuming it's going to be his card, different address, things like that, different name on the card, or?
He's getting me started, but I'll give you my card that you'll just be able to do reoccurring every month.
Oh, perfect. That works. Okay.
But this card that we're going to give you is just a one-time deal.
One-time deal. Perfect. No problem. All right. So for right now then, what's the name on the card?
All right. I'm going to pass my phone over to my brother.
Yep. All right. No problem. Go ahead.
It's Chad Hudson.
Okay. So Chad, first name Chad, last name Hudson?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And the billing address, the address?
7100 West Alexander, apartment 2004. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89129.
Okay, so I got 7100 West Alexander, apartment 224, you said?
2004.
2004, thank you. So 2004. Yeah. And Las Vegas, Nevada, 89129.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you. And Chad, the type of card, is it Master, Visa, Discover, American Express? What was it?
MasterCard.
Master. Okay, perfect. And I'm ready when you are, when you're in a good location. Card number first, expiration, and 3 digits on the back.
All right. Card number is 5107 7455 0368. 1349. Okay. Expiration date 0428. Okay. And security code is 893.
All right. Perfect. Okay. Got that saved for now. Excuse me. Chad, you're good. If you want to pass your phone over back to your brother, you can leave me on speakerphone. I'll just have to rest here.
Yeah, thank you much.
Just make sure you send me an email of that receipt to obviously my email or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got another 2 minutes left on this call because I got to walk you through all that. I'll show you the receipt, the terms and conditions that get sent to you and everything. So that's no problem. You'll have everything. okay, so you get to choose a security question here. You could choose one and I'll give you a choice out of three. Okay. You let me know which one you want. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. And then whenever you're ready, give me that. If you want to spell that for me.
Burlingame. I think it's B-U-R. L-I-N-G. A-M-E, Burlingame, California. I don't have the zip code.
No, that's okay. That's okay. All right. Let me see. Burlingame.
No, right?
All right. I'm going to read you off a voice verification here shortly. And it's basically just kind of outlining everything that we've already discussed and making sure that we're all on the same page. Obviously, if you have any other questions or concerns, just make sure you bring it up. It's just to make sure that it's gone over again. So, are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
All right, perfect. So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is to add a form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Platinum Carpet Cleaning.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Rich Ontiveros, Jr.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, perfect. And to get the results as fast as possible, this is going to be a partnership. There's a lot of work that we have to do, especially for that first month, to get this ball rolling. So there's going to be some times that we're going to call you. So we just got to make sure that when we call you, you'll know you're talking to Local Splash, because we're the only ones that know that security question that I gave you, right, for question and answer. Is for your protection. Once we get you on the first page, you may get some calls from people that think that they're quote-unquote from us because we got you on there. You'll know that you're talking to us by the security question, okay? So that's why we made that there for you. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. And your payment is going to be today. That's going to be 111 of 24 in the amount of 249. Every payment moving forward is just going to be the 11th of every month. Okay, so February 11th, March 11th, so on and so forth. I know you said that this is going to be a one-time use card. All you have to do is give us a call. Once you want to switch that card back over, we'll re-add your billing on your account. You will also have access to your account at that point as well. So at any point, you can always log into your own account, update your own billing. If you want us to do it, you could just give us a call, and then we would just do that for you then, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. And then last thing here is that you may discontinue your agreement at any time. Like I mentioned to you earlier, all you have to do is contact customer support, literally how you did it today. You could talk to me directly. You could talk to your account management team, and we'll handle that for you. We just got to make sure that it's within 3 business days of your next billing cycle, okay? That's all that's required. We even have a pause feature here. So let's say you're like 4 or 5 months in, and you're getting kind of like too much work, and you're like, I probably don't need all this marketing. You can call us, and we can pause it. We'll stop your marketing. We won't charge you the $249, and then let's say a couple months in, you want us to turn it back on. Give us a call. You're already locked in, and we can go ahead and turn it back on for you then, okay?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool. Perfect. All right. Now, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and run that now. Once this goes through, you're going to get a few things via email, like we just talked about, and then let me make sure. And then you're also going to get a text message that also has that as well.
Yeah, so, that's going to always either email or text. I think texting generally goes a little quicker with me, but I do look at my emails every day.
Yeah, texting is also good for us too, but phone calls, we also do that as well. Give me 1 second here. So, let's see. All right. So I have to reach out to our tech team because everything is listed under you, Rich, and then we're using your brother's card. Sometimes our system says, hey, you know, this person's, you know, not authorized to cover that. So I just have to reach out to my tech team to do that for us so we can process this. And then we'll use it as a one-time payment. Once we're done using it as a one-time payment, then you'll be able to add your second card then to it, okay?
That's perfect.
All right. So give me 1 second here. All right. Just reaching out to them now. So, have you, I know you've been doing this for a while. You said that you've done different marketing before, right? Just not the Google.
I mean, you can literally go on and you're going to see me under Thumbtack,
that's what it was.
Yeah. If you take a look at there, you're going to see tons of before and after pictures you can take. You'll see how professional my profile it is. You're going to be able to use a lot of that just to take over whatever marketing that you guys are going to have. I'm very detailed about everything. So you're going to see all services. You're going to see, I answer questions before the customers do. So when they looked at that, they already knew. They didn't even ask for the price. they were just satisfied and then just called me up and said, come on through. You know, so I did Google, but I generally did Yelp. So you can even go on Yelp and you'll see my profile as well.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be too difficult to look. Every once in a while, I'll just look just to see if they just won't show my number, you know, because I'm not paying them. So, but you're able to see the profile and all the pictures and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking at the notes here, and I know that you said that you did some marketing before. I know Thumbtack was one. Did you ever try, like, Angie's or, like, HomeAdvisor's or anything like that? It's like a pay-by-lead service.
I did, but and I also did Craigslist, and I had a masterful system when it was free. I did it every 3 hours to stay on top. You know, I did it at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you know, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And I was making bank, but then they started charging, and Craigslist was pretty ghetto, so I always got the...
Yeah, Craigslist is the definition of ghetto. Yeah,
I paid for some cheap people, so I said, all right, now you guys are charging, so I'm good.
Yeah, I remember...
That really, actually, because my brothers, I have a lot of family who own businesses and whatnot, and they got me in there when I was slow in the beginning of my business venture, and it was actually fun. I mean, it was still, you know, production. I actually did radio flyers, but I messed up there.
Oh, got it.
What they offered, and I accepted immediately, was because I thought I was going to add more stuff. These guys were cheap on the radio, but they were all over. So I was promoted. I was a corporation. Now I'm a sole proprietor. I'm going to get all that back to corporation and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
sure.
So they were selling my business, 3 rooms and a hallway for $25. And I couldn't upsell. I couldn't do anything. So I was just doing free work. You know, I was
doing advertising.
But yeah, it was frustrating, and my obligation was for that 1 year, no matter what, however many, you know, certificates that they sold, I was obligated. So I took care of them, but nobody wanted anything else. So I wasn't making money. I was getting marketing, but it was horrible. So
right.
I got away from there. Oh.
Got it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, it's crazy how much marketing has changed from, you know, back in the day to pretty much where it's at now, you know. I heard that, you know, back in the day for a newspaper, you have like a half a paragraph, you pay like $1,200 for like half a paragraph just to be put in the newspaper for some marketing. It's like, now it's like barely anybody else is, you know, using a paper or anything like that. Not now, not that I know.
That is fun. When I was balling, you know, I'm extremely busy. I used to sponsor football teams, and I'd buy their jerseys and then put little logos of, you know, platinum carpet cleaning and, you know, things like that. It was fun. Then the pandemic hit, and damn, I've been struggling. But I still make good money. It's just, like I work 10 to 15 hours a week, and I make comfortable money. I'm just bored. That's why I was gambling like crazy. So, but I got that out of my blood. So I'm all
yeah.
about just making money, growing the business and getting out of the field, you know?
Yeah. You gotta turn one obsession over to the other. You gotta look at it as like the higher your savings account goes, the more motivated you are and keep pushing forward. Cause that's how gambling is. Gambling is like, you know, you get that rush, but then you're sometimes that account goes down. And.
Oh yeah. I lost 50 grand in a week.
In a week? Oh, that's a salary.
Oh yeah, no, I made great money. I even had subs, other carpet cleaners who would give me their overflow. You know, I know everybody in this industry, so never changes, but yeah. Yeah, I went to school for this, so I'm as good as they get. You know, it's crazy how slow it is, especially now that I know I stopped marketing. I realize how important that is. That's why I'm grateful to be partners with you guys, and even if it's just 5 extra jobs a week, if you guys can float more, great, but 5 jobs, that's an extra a few thousand dollars a week, so.
Yep. And that's the way that this works, right? We get you in front of as many people as possible, so that you can have, you know, it's not an overwhelming amount of work where you're like, man, I need to hire like a fleet full of guys just to do. I mean, we do have packages that are designed that way, but this is more of like that, just to get you off the ground, steady pace, get some work coming in, see the value of the investment. And then obviously we can take things, you know, we can grow as much as you want. You know, we have accounts that run like $2,000 a month, you know, so you let us know where you want to go and we can help you.
Absolutely. We'll grow together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. All right. So, I appreciate you guys. You know, I've been buying some time. I think, so we updated a couple of things here on our side. So whenever there's somebody, like, typically it's pretty strict when it's like, you know, obviously it's you on the account, but the payer is somebody else. What we're going to have to do, if that's okay with you, for just this month, we're able to put Chad's information. Is Chad still there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay. Have I been on speakerphone? Because I have to read him off the voice verification.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Because, our team's saying for security reasons, I guess they're making me do that just to cover it, just in case.
Say again?
Yeah, hey, Chad. Is this Chad?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry about that, Chad. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read you off the voice verification to you and then have you go through this, because when I went to go process it, it came up with an error and there was a security concern between, you know, Richard obviously being the business owner and then another name on the car paying. It kind of threw it off a little bit. So we're going to move it and I'm going to say it for you, and then once you get approved, we'll be able to do the billing for the first month, and then we're able to switch it over. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Thank you for your patience. So let me run through this here real quick. Welcome to Local Splash. It's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance. Outline a service agreement with Local Splash and there's an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Platinum Carpet Cleaning.
And please state your name and then your title within the business.
Chad Hudson.
And are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. And like I mentioned before. All right. So give me 1 second here. All right, so like I mentioned before, you know, we want to get the results as fast as possible. I already gave Richard the security question and all that, so he's going to be good to go there. And your initial payment and the terms, that setup will be today. That would be 111 of 2024 and the amount of 249. All right, second payment is going to be 249, the 11th of every single month, like I mentioned earlier. And as I told Richard that, you know, you guys may discontinue this at any time by contacting customer support. I'll send him all that information as well. And then do you understand and agree to the renewal and then cancellation terms as well?
I do.
All right, perfect. All right, give me 1 second here. And yours is the card number 1349, right? That ends in that?
Correct.
Okay, because it doesn't show me the rest anymore. So, all right, perfect. Yeah, I think we're good now.
Okay.
And let me just go back here. If you want to go back to Rich, that'd be fine. I'll finish up with him.
Thank you much.
I'm here.
All right. Okay. So now once I process this, and I appreciate you guys' patience, once we process this, then we'll be all set. Because when we switch it, you're going to make sure
Yeah, within a week I'll just call and I'll change the card.
Switch the card and the billing and all that, yeah.
Just within a week, because I know it's going to take you guys some time, but yeah, we'll get that cleared up real quick.
Perfect.
Guaranteed, I know.
All right, so we're just, yeah, and I just want to verify that the card number is the 5107-7455-0368-1349, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Joey. Hey, God bless me to have you call today.
Yeah, you know, we're here. Mm-hmm. Say it again, the last part.
My brother right here has been begging me to get onto marketing, and, you know, it's finally, you called me up, perfect timing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, and What marketing is he doing? Does he I'm assuming he has a business too, right?
No, he's a disabled vet.
A full-time student.
Full-time student, so he's doing things.
All right, and then, sorry about that, guys. And then real quick, the expiration date on that card, was it March of 28?
I'll find out. Let me take a
look. And also, thank you for your service too. I think you said retired veteran, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
Sure. 0428.
Okay. And then the security code was 893.
893.
That is
yeah,
correct.
Got it.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah, I think that was my fault. I think I was a little excited because my birthday's in March, so I might have just put the 3 there instead of the 4. So I'm doing that now. So bear with me.
No worries.
All right. So, all right. So I know there's a little back and forth here, Rich, but, congratulations. It looks like it did go through. So we're all set for that first month. I know we kind of already talked about it. I'm going to let our team know that you're going to be switching over the card, the address and all that stuff back over to your name so that the next month, the 11th of every month, you know, you'll be able to, cover it under your own name, right?
Yeah, I'll call you by the end of next week, and we'll get that done.
Perfect. All right. I'm excited. I'm excited too. You should have got some text messages and some emails. We'll just look at the text message first.
I did. I just looked at it right now.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So if you look at your text message, it should have said, you know, kind of like a generic "Welcome to Local Splash," but there's a link that's there. If you click on that, that's going to be your terms and conditions. All you have to do is just read through that. I think the info is under Chad, so it's going to say Chad's name. So if he wants to sign it or if he gives you permission,
well,
just to
make
sure.
It said Richard.
Oh, it does? Okay. What it says at the bottom, just make sure it's signed.
Yeah. Trust me. Money will come in and let's make money together. Let's make money.
Yep. That's what makes our company go around, right? Is, you know, the better you guys do, the better we look. So, you know, it's almost imperative that you guys succeed here. All right. Perfect. All right. And then just let me know as soon as you, if you could go into your email.
Yeah, I just got in there right now. Very professional, nice. Under the cheese and local splash. Your invoice is located. Boom. Do you want me to press click here? Do I need to do anything, or this is an email that I'm getting everything from you right now? So, yep, the invoice, perfect. Appreciate it. Just gives us, you know, some confidence, especially when somebody calls me. There's so many fraudulent companies out there. Very professional. I appreciate it. Do you want me to do anything with this email? I mean, it's cut and dry.
Emails cut and dry. And then you should get one more terms and conditions, that'd be sent to you, via text message. And that's going to have, Chad's name on there as well.
Okay. I'm looking right now. I got a whole bunch. Boom. Welcome. Yep, Spice, Rich, Boom, everything looks good. We got a bunch of texts, got a bunch of emails, got the invoice.
Yep.
We're good to go.
Yeah, and do you remember the time we chose for tomorrow?
7 o'clock.
7 a.m., that's right. Yep, I was going to say, it's going to be 7 o'clock in the morning for sure. So, and it's going to be maybe 7:15, so somewhere around there. They'll give you a call. I'll send you one more text message that has that, the expiration on there. Text message with, our phone number with my extension on there. And then I'll also give you my email address as well. So I think you already have all that, but I'll just double check to make sure that you do have it, and you guys should be all set.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you guys have any questions or concerns? Or Chad, I know you were listening in too. I don't know if you have any questions or concerns at all.
I think we're good. We're excited. We just know the only thing we have to do is build a Facebook profile, and then I'll definitely make sure you know that it's up and running, and then you guys can do all your marketing and all that. That's really all I need to do, right?
How soon is it going to be up and running?
Then you said about 7 to 10 days, right?
Yeah, so it takes 7 to 10 days to have your Facebook page up and running. We'll start doing advertisements. We'll get everything listed for your Google Business Profile, get you submitted on the Google Business Profile, and it typically takes about 30 to 45 days to have from scratch brand new on the first page of Google already, within 30 to 45 days. So. Yeah, that's the maximum amount of time that it takes.
That's fine. I know it worked. Trust me. When I was marketing, I know how crazy it is. So I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That's no problem.
So, hey, feel free when it's all up and running and I got my website, feel free to text me because I don't go online. I'd like to see it. So whenever it's ready, just send something out just to let me know and I could take a look at it and and all that.
Yeah.
So we'll talk. We'll get whatever information. If I need to send some before and after pictures to help, we're good to go. So appreciate you, Joey.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I appreciate you as well. And, that meeting tomorrow, they're going to go literally dive into it, all the nuts and bolts. You'll see it's a white glove service. So I'm really excited. Awesome. Thank you for giving us a call back. And yeah, I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Have a good day. Take care. Yep. You too.